My name is Todd Caspers, and I'm a fisheries biologist for the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I manage the Devil's Lake chain of lakes, which is Devil's Lake, Stump Lake, and Lake Irvine. And then I also handle the Red River. Yeah, last year we were getting a little bit low for some of the boat ramps on Devil's Lake, but we ended up coming up 3.5 feet from all the snow and then all the spring moisture last year, and then we receded about 1.5 feet. So overall, we are going to start this spring 2 feet higher than we went in last year. And we may get, you know, another foot or more even of runoff this spring. So water levels should be good for access conditions this summer on Devil's Lake. Walleyes on the Devil's Lake chain are doing pretty well right now. On Devil's Lake itself, the walleye numbers are doing really well right now. We have a lot of fish, and a lot of those kind of 15 to 20 inch size keeper fish. We have really strong numbers of those right now too. And on Stump Lake, we again have pretty good numbers of fish, above average numbers overall, and good numbers of those keeper size fish. And also actually kind of a record high of numbers of those 20 inch and larger size walleye. And you know, anglers don't need to be shy about keeping some of those larger fish in Stump Lake, because walleye really don't reproduce very well at all on their own in Stump Lake due to the salinity levels being too high. So they aren't really needed for reproduction in there. So anglers, you know, really shouldn't be shy about keeping some of those larger walleye on Stump Lake. And on Lake Irvine, walleye populations are doing well in there too. There's a lot of those kind of 15 to 20 inch size prime keeper size walleye in there as well. Northern pike aren't as abundant on the Devil's Lake chain as they have been in the past. Overall, on Devil's Lake itself, northern pike numbers are below average, but there's still pike out there for anglers to catch, and you know, they tend to be good sized fish as well. From, you know, your average size fish is, you know, around 3 to 5 pounds typically on Devil's Lake. Stump Lake is kind of the same story, not real strong numbers right now, they're kind of below average. And then the sizes on Stump Lake are pretty good as well. They tend to be a little bit larger in Stump Lake though. On Lake Irvine, pike numbers are typically pretty good in there compared to other places in the Devil's Lake chain. Actually, anglers shouldn't be shy about, you know, keeping a limit of pike out of Lake Irvine, because they tend to be a little bit too abundant for their own good in there sometimes, and we see that they have kind of skinny body condition in there. So anglers keeping some pike out of Lake Irvine probably would actually help that a little bit. Now we have yellow perch and white bass in the throughout the chain. The numbers of those in Lake Irvine are pretty low, but they tend to be good sized perch and white bass when you see them. On Devil's Lake, the numbers of perch are pretty good right now. They're above average, and the kind of sizes of the fish that anglers are interested in is above average. They aren't really important though in the summertime. And white bass on Devil's Lake are doing really well still. They're above average. That kind of 2015 year class of fish is still pretty prevalent, and they'll be running around that 15 to 17 inch size range, so they're going to be good sized fish. And then Stump Lake has pretty good numbers of perch as well, but they tend to be a little on the smaller side. They're going to run a lot of those kind of 7 inch type fish and a, you know, mix of some other size fish as well. And white bass on Stump Lake are fairly abundant as well. We're going to be running a creel survey again this summer on Devil's Lake and on Stump Lake as well. So if any anglers run into the creel clerks, please, you know, take a few minutes and provide them with information from your fishing outing that day. Channel catfish are the kind of the bread and butter fish on the Red River. Numbers are probably actually really good right now as well, according to the Minnesota DNR fishery survey they did out there last summer. Compared to 2015, it looked like the channel catfish numbers were quite a bit higher than they were in 2015. So there should be quite a few channel catfish for anglers to pursue out there. And the Red River is known for its trophy size channel catfish too, so you always have a chance of running into a, say, 20 plus pound channel catfish out on the Red River. Red River is known for having, you know, a pretty good walleye population as well. And you know, the numbers of those in the fishery survey seem to be about the same as they were in 2015. So that looks all right too. There should be, you know, still decent numbers of walleye out there. And there's some large walleye that are caught on the Red every year too. And there's also a pretty good sauger population on the Red River. Sauger don't tend to be as large as walleye, but and again, the fisheries survey showed that their numbers are probably trending, you know, pretty flat compared to, you know, 2015. There's still going to be about the same number of sauger out there as previous years. On the Red River, the Drayton Dam is actually being removed and replaced with one of those Rock Arch Rapids dams. So that work will still be ongoing in the summer of 2023. So, I mean, anglers should just be kind of aware of that, that work will probably be going on this summer.